I'm calling the meeting to order. It's 7 o'clock, so, I guess can we please face the flag and pledge allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So, roll call sort of already done, is that right? So we start out with our public comment period. This is comments by the public about items on this agenda, but no discussion, action, or vote can be taken on this, on these agenda items. And it's just like if you can't hang out and need to leave a comment, that kind of thing. It says here, step up to the speaker's podium, so you'll have to imagine the speaker's podium. And clearly state your name and address and spell your last name for the record, please. And does anybody have any comments for this period? No? Okay. I guess that part of it's done. And so now we have approval of the minutes for March 30th. Anybody have anything?
I'd like to make a motion to approve the minutes.
As okay, so I'll sort it, so you know this.
Good job on the minutes, Larry.
Thank you.
Good job.
And now, for the drum roll, please, approval of the agenda for today. And do we want to hold, combine, or delete any actions, et cetera?
I make a motion we approve for the agenda for this evening.
Okay.
A second.
I'd be unanimous here. I guess it's time for our report from the Las Vegas Valley Water District.
All right. Good evening. Jordan Bunker with the Las Vegas Valley Water District. Just a quick update for you this evening. The well levels were read last week on April 19th. The data gathered indicates that the North Well has a static water level of 20.29 feet below land surface, South Well 20.12 feet below land surface. After decline of just less than a half foot since last month, and just about 5 feet since April of last year. As far as system operations go, the system's currently stable. There have been no major leaks or breaks over the past month, and that concludes my report for this evening.
Any comments, any questions?
Yeah.
I guess thank you very much, Jordan.
All right. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for yours. And. Okay, a report from Metro this evening?
No
report from Metro. Let's see, and a report from BLM regarding current and upcoming projects, update on Red Rock Legacy Bike Trail, and info on the conservation area, and other info on public lands.
Hi. Sheedra Rakestraw with Red Rock's Long Field Office. So, this week we have almost an accomplishment. I'm so happy for it. It's the Calico Basin Raft EA. This week we're expecting to have Katrina Williams, our field manager, to sign the plan, the Fonzie and decision record. So that is going on. Also, the Legacy Trail Segment 1 public meeting happened on the 14th, I believe, of April. And so comment period is open until May the 9th. So feel free to add any comments on segment one only. It's out there as well. And then we recently had, for segment five, the contractor and also the Las Vegas field office went out and did a 30% on-site inspection of that segment, just making sure like designing is going to be in alignment with that 30%, and then moving on to the 60%. The geotech, I believe, is still underway, but it's in progress as well. So I could give you an update on 2, 3, and 4. We're working on the SNPLMA segments of 2, 3, and 4, which is phase 3 right now, internally, just making sure that we get our project development plan together, making sure that everything across on our books are in alignment to start the NEPA in the next, probably, I'm hoping the next couple months or so. Another item, I should say we have a fee station expansion. And so this is the interest of the fee station, which is also in correlation with the Legacy Trail for the segment one that's in public comic right now till May 9th. But this fee station expansion will add in a fourth lane for bikes and also for access to come in with, like if we had maintenance or employees to enter as well, or even your get outdoors passes as well. So that is right now in the final NEPA stages. And with that, we're hoping in a couple weeks that will go out to the public. There will be a press announcement with it, so it will just be uploaded to our NEPA register, so you can add your comments to that project. We have submitted comments to the SR 160-159 corridor study today. We made that submission by 4:30 p.m. Providing some recreational comments, safety comments, traffic comments, some additional studies on probably how we can make sure speed limits are being reviewed as well. So we have made comments there.
Is that available for public comment as well?
That is with NDOT.
With NDOT?
Yes. Okay. And so we participated in the NDOT.
Is the public in on this particular comment thing too? Mm-hmm. Or NDOT?
We attended they actually had four meetings, and one was at the Blue Diamond Barn here.
Oh, I see.
We attended on April the 5th.
Is today the last day?
Today is the last day. So I did speak with Matt Bradley, the project manager, and he said that comments are still being received until 11:59 p.m. today. Now, on the PowerPoint, it says 5 o'clock for the form, but they also have the email. If you can, if you download the PowerPoint, they have that email address. I think you can still send that, like your comments through the email address. Yeah. Oh. Just do attention to, we did attention to Matt Bradley, the project manager.
I see. Also, with the comments on the first thing that you mentioned, where does one go for public comments on that?
For the Legacy Trail?
Yeah, good one.
So I can pull out my phone real quick. It's a long email address, so bear with me.
Evan, I can send you the information.
Oh, can you? Okay. I mean, that's for me. I don't know if anybody else cares, but all right, I'll get it from you, Dwight. Thanks.
I can also send you my 10 pages of comments.
Is it on our website?
Yeah.
All right, I'll be interested.
If you go to our website, blm.gov, Red Rock Canyon, there is information on how to provide comments for the legislature.
Okay, thank you. All right, thank you. I guess we've solved it, unless anyone else needs to get that info again.
And then if so, I can just slide it to you on a piece of paper.
Right, actually you don't even have to, because I'll get it from Dwight.
He
lives in my neighborhood. He lives in my neighborhood.
Thank you for that. And then there was a media release from our public affairs officer for the graffiti cleanup that will occur on Sunday, May the 1st from 8 a.m. to noon at Ash Creek Spring area. You can meet at Ash Mountain Parking lot in Calico Basin. To RSVP and driving directions, contact John Asselin at jaselin@blm.gov.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the press release said, yeah. But parking at Ash Mountain.
Ash Mountain?
Craft Mountain.
And when is that?
It's Craft Mountain. Yeah,
it's May 1st.
May 1st.
From 8 to noon.
Right.
8 to noon, correct?
Correct, yes.
On May 1st. Uh-huh, from 8 a.m. to noon. Okay. And that's all I have. Any questions?
All right.
Yeah.
I don't think we have anybody here from the county. I was wondering, any update on the roads in Calico Basin being vacated by the county?
No, that would be something that Megan was trying to be working
and she doesn't have an update for this meeting.
Okay, yeah. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
And then we have law enforcement, Galen, here.
Good evening. Mike Seiler, supervisor of Red Rock. So just tagging off the graffiti at Bath Spring. So we do have a suspect in that one, so we're working that case.
Where is this graffiti?
Ash Creek, up above Craft Mountain.
Oh, I see. I know where it is there. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Where is the graffiti? I mean, specifically in relation to the Ash Springs.
At the very back.
At the very back.
Yeah, it's bad.
Really?
Yeah, it's gang-related stuff. So.
Wow, okay.
So we're working that angle for the suspect. And then just a couple of cases that have been fairly large. Last Friday, we ended up catching and putting two in custody for vehicle burglaries. It's a South American ring that's going on, so it's probably an international thing. We've got ICE detainers on them right now, so that was a really good thing. It was a big search. We closed down Red Rock for several hours. Aviation and canine units and stuff. So that was great. They ran. We caught them.
Does that have something to do with when Officer Kent at our last meeting said a rise in break-ins in lots in Red Rock and Calico Basin and cameras were put up by BLM? Was that through?
Yeah, we've been working this for a year or more.
Wow.
So finally caught a couple. It's not the only ring that's going on, but it's definitely a good one. So
great work.
Guys. Yeah, congratulations.
Been very busy with search and rescue, and then you guys might have seen Lifelight the other day out in front of Blue Diamond. Okay, that was a head-on motorcycle in the BLM dirt, illegally riding. So we Lifelighted them out.
Wow.
We'll be giving them some citations. And if you have any questions for me about anything, concerns, otherwise, yeah, we're busy right now.
So as far as these burglaries and stuff, these are all occurring in like BLM kind of area. They're not.
Calico Basin is a big spot,
right?
And on the loop and anywhere along 159.
So. Is it affecting private property in the basin, for instance, if people?
I have not had anything in any private property. Red Springs, Craft Mountain are the big ones. Jeans Trailhead.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Luckily,
what do you do? Find cars in the parking lots? Is that where you?
So we've got two different groups. One group's they're kind of their MO is they break windows, uh-huh. take anything.
Uh-huh.
Then the other group is the South American group that we caught. They are lock punchers, and then they take one credit card, and they go run the credit card up. So then you come back to your car, you don't think anything's broken, and you don't figure this out till the next day or to where your credit card starts calling you. So I guess the point is, don't leave valuables in your car.
In the day. That happens. So this is
anytime,
in the day.
Don't leave. No, it's all the time.
I mean.
All the time. Yeah, don't leave valuables in your car. Know your surroundings, be situationally aware when you're out hiking and enjoying.
But this is concurring in broad daylight, huh?
Yes.
Wow.
Pretty easy pickings.
When I attended the meeting on, I believe it was the 5th or 6th of this month for the NDOT, and when they put like the list of accidents and deaths and stuff, I was amazed at how many accidents along this 159 corridor. I realized that people are going to be coming up here and they're going to be, oh, look at the burrows, oh, look at this, oh, look at that. But it's amazing. It really is. And so, you know, it'll be interesting to see what they come up with. Yeah. on the road, what they can do, and if anything.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it's a lot of people, a lot of traffic, a lot of visitors that are not paying attention.
Right.
And then you have our local traffic, and then we've got a really, the motorcycles that are coming through are a tough thing to deal with.
And I'm glad you mentioned the local people, because sometimes there's people, geez, I got to get home, and so it's, I don't want to only just say it's tours. Right. It's a combination.
Hey, all of us locals are absolutely abiding by.
Well, anybody in Conoco Basin is.
Anybody on probation.
How many rangers are out here in the day, like a normal day? How many rangers do you have around?
It's a good question. It's a very good question. So, we are now fully staffed. This is the first time we've been fully staffed in about 10 years. Our numbers for BLM Rangers, and you know that the BLM Southern Nevada District is large.
It is, I know,
3.2 million acres. Oh, we go from Mesquite to Beatty to Laughlin. I mean, we're massive.
Huge.
We have 16.
Wow.
But the problem is
16?
Five.
Is that what you said? 16? Huh? And that's fully staffed?
Five are still brand new. We got to get them through field training so they're not on the street. One is still out for the, I don't know if you're aware, we had an officer involved shooting on the east side of Vegas. Three of our officers were involved in that. So one is still out, pending his investigation getting cleared. So right now, the day shift, I'm the day shift supervisor. I have two rangers.
Wow.
Hmm. Oh,
and Sundays and Mondays, it's just me.
Wow.
It's soon to change, but it's going to take a little bit.
Can we put in the minutes that there's 20 rangers?
Yes,
going
20
the
rangers on a daily basis.
Yeah, yeah.
Specifically for.
We have 1,400 rangers.
Yeah.
Can you just.
Let me get in trouble now.
Can you just.
We got a lot of people.
Yeah.
Can you just park a bunch of the currently unused ranger vehicles, the marked vehicles, in strategic places in the city?
Oh my God, if we did that, they would be destroyed in nothing.
Oh, you think so? Oh, really?
They dropped those.
This is.
Wow. Well, that's distressing to hear. Oh, thank you, sir.
Yeah, if you don't have any other questions, I'm around, so.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Your officer, or your ranger, what's your name?
Silent. I'm the supervisor for Red Rock.
All right. And now, is that, and there's no other questions for Ranger Zion? No? Okay, and I guess, Laura, this is your turn here for Clark County.
No, that would be Mr. Jason.
Oh, Jason, okay. Right.
Yes. Hi, everyone. My name is Jason Dagger. I'm replacing Megan for this time, as she is on vacation, enjoying North Carolina.
Right?
So I want to give you all a quick update. I got... water level report because someone asked at last meeting to get some updates for last year's meter readings and our most recent meter reading. So in 2020 it was 43.8 million, in 2021 it was 58.9 million, and then on April 5th is 62.4 million. And this was from John Gilroy?
Yeah, Gilroy. Yeah.
Gilroy. So this is great news. But I also want to let you all know that we have a couple events that are happening in the district that I want to keep you all aware of. At Desert Beast Park on Saturday is Tacos and Tamales. It's going to be amazing food, and I'm very excited for it. It's 12 to 8, and we're at Commissioner Jones' office. We're going to have a table there. Providing beverages and Clark County swag, so please stop by, say hi. We're also hosting a Kentucky Derby watch party on May 7th at 2:30, and we're providing food for that. It's going to be at Desert Breeze Community Center. But we want to have more events here. So if y'all have any ideas for us, we can collaborate with the community center or the library, and we can host something fun. So I'll be here before the meeting, after the meeting, for any input, and I'm very happy to be here. Last time I was here was last year, and this time I'm very excited. And we have one planning and zoning item which we're going to go through, and I'm here to help with any questions for folks.
Okay, thank you, Jason. Any questions for Jason?
I got one for you.
Yeah.
Please get rid of the sign right at 159, 160. Megan knows about it.
It's still there.
I'm sure she's working on it. It's not supposed to be there.
Okay.
It's a D.R. Horton sign, and signage like that should not be in the Red Rock overlay.
Okay, let me work with Megan on that, but I'll see where she is on the process and see what we can do for you.
Yeah, she said they were, the county has done this a couple times, is they're not aware of the Red Rock overlay, the signage thing.
Correct.
So who's ever there at the desk issues the permit.
Correct.
And then there's a whole to-do about between the sign company and everything else of getting it down, and it just seems like if it's written down already, somebody makes a mistake, it seems like the rules should override things, but obviously that's not the way it's been working.
I know that she has reached out to the folks in charge and asked them to update it. But let me get an update for you. Make sure she has an update for you.
And the other thing is, just an update. It was this was brought up about 4 months ago, somewhere around there.
Right.
Is there on 160? There's a nursery or something acting like a nursery by Eagle Ranch Road right there. Did they ever get a license? Because
they did not, because they can't. They won't get a license until they pave the road. They can't get a use permit or a license because the road has to be paved.
Yeah, because I always go back and try to get updates on things that we mentioned, and that was never mentioned. That they did get the business license, and it was kind of like when it was mentioned, it was kind of like you know what I'm saying? And so it was like
The lot is owned by Haven, the ex-mayor of
That's
so apparently he's got political swag where we'll just do what we want.
Yeah, so they didn't get the business license yet. And yet they're still operating, right?
Yeah, they harvest the plants from the mine.
That's
where they're getting all their plants.
That's where they're getting from.
Yep.
So let me ask Megan to provide an update about the
nursery. just an update on that.
Absolutely.
You know, what's going on and, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. You got it.
Good, thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Jason. Do we have any other questions for Jason here? All good to go. Okay, so I guess we're up to our planning and zoning section for VS220167, the Higher Elizabeth E. Charitable Trust, vacate and abandon a portion of the right-of-way between Del Monte Avenue, located between Sandstone Drive and Calico Drive within Red Rock, for possible action. So.
Hi, good evening. Dave Turner with Boffman and Turner, representing the applicant. What we're asking for here tonight is a vacation abandonment of Del Monte Avenue on this 2.5 acre parcel. Del Monte Avenue, we're not exactly sure how it even came about. It doesn't go east or west for tens of miles, so we're asking for the vacation of that. We're not landlocking any parcels, and any easements that are required will be retained.
Thank you.
And just so everyone knows, staff recommended approval on this project.
Right. What happened to Del Monte that kept going?
It's never been dedicated.
It's never been dedicated. That's why.
Yeah.
So we're just correcting the mistake from when this was first
reported. What's a sub boundary?
Can we get your name, please?
I'm Lauren Fabry.
And your address?
And I'm at 1725 Calico Drive.
Great, thank you.
I'm parcel number 164-206-201-004.
Can you also announce your name? Yes, of course.
Okay, thank you.
My name is Jerry DePalma. I am a co-trustee of the Elizabeth Higher Charitable Trust, and this apparently is right here. This is what we're talking about. That's Del Monte. It's named that way in the county records, but it's never been done anything. It's just the trust owns this property and this property, and this is just a piece of land that apparently George Heyer had that dedicated probably in the 50s or 60s.
Yeah. Correct.
Correct. When do you know?
Georgino's ruler got us in so much trouble.
Before my time.
So, Jerry, so, sir, yes. This never went. So you're telling me, because as I was always been, I've always been told, you know what, there was a vacation that happened on May 12th of 2020 on this property.
That was probably this stuff right here.
On 2020?
Yeah.
It wasn't anything north of my property?
No, I don't believe it was.
Okay.
I do not believe it was anything north.
Okay.
Is that correct?
Okay.
Yeah.
The vacation was.
Tell me.
This whole stretch.
But that was in 2018 or 2017.
Well, it didn't get approved till 2020.
Can I just? Yes.
It says here 2017, vacated and abandoned existing right of way between Sage Avenue and Little Springs Road.
That's
written right here.
Okay.
So that was a whole different action, long completed.
Just some background for the public. The existing right of way is unused and has never been improved, nor does it extend east or west. The applicant states the existing right of way does not serve any purpose, and all adjacent properties have access from Sandstone Drive. Clark County agrees with them.
Well, we don't have access from Sandstone Drive. I don't have access. Well, yeah, I do from Sage. Around. Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Okay. And then just because you're here, one last question about this property that we're talking about. Is this where your fence exists
now? This is where the house is, and this is.
Is this your fence line? Is this your fence? So your fence is on this line.
Well, this is this is the survey.
Okay. See, he knows.
If I may.
Please.
Jump right in.
This is the property line.
Where's the fence?
Oh, so that's an odd
property
line.
Can you give me the address or not?
Yes, please.
We should wear a name tag.
I got a name tag. It says, hello, my name is, and then it's blank.
What's your pronoun?
This
is the property line. The fence is 20 feet south of the property line.
So you're saying he actually... Oh, that's what it is. I knew
but
something.
But this has never been dedicated until we had the vacation and abandonment and the agreement that all of us signed.
Mm-hmm. And now what?
And now it exists, but not by the county records because this has been abandoned by the county.
So tell me again. So he can actually move his fence out more.
No. He's on it right now.
He's on it right now. So you can't come out anymore. You can only go back.
Why would he go back?
Well, no, I'm just asking. Asking because this road needs work too, Dwight.
Well,
Sage is a disaster.
Well, you got 20 feet here and 20 feet on the side. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. You guys did all the work. So it's 40 feet wide here, 20 feet to either side of the property.
Okay. So this is where your fence is now.
No.
Sorry. Oh, you can move you can move your fence more on the road.
Technically,
no, he could. Construction
if there's not an easement,
there's an easement agreement that's been signed all the private property owners along here.
So they've given up a little of that.
So they gave it up as part of that process of privatizing the road.
Correct.
And then Jerry, you're gonna split these two pieces and sell them separately.
We
don't know. Mm-hmm.
They are separate right now, but we don't know what will happen in the future.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Okay. So any dream we had of using that as access as a secondary access, is not gonna work.
Well, how could you use it as an access? It's blocked by our other property.
Yeah, I guess so.
Do you have this property as well?
Yeah,
he has this property. Yeah. But there's water pipes here.
There is a
water I actually took some fencing off that was attached to my fence that shouldn't have been, just some wires. That I took off again so that we could walk. So we could walk this. This is a road with a pipe.
No, it's not a road.
That's right. That's utility. Yeah. So Nevada Power had to get in. That's why I did it.
Yes.
How does somebody get in there? Nobody does.
Well, the utility company has the right of access.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But not for water, because, I mean...
No, because it's our water.
Basin Water Association.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
According to this, current planning says they have to satisfy utility companies' requirements.
Right, correct, right. Correct.
Those are going to be...
So that's still there.
Because they had to park once. The guys had to walk to this pole once because they couldn't get the trucks in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's put it...
So, is there any questions among the...
Amongst us?
I have a comment. It's interesting that where this shows up on the live Kern County thing here, it also shows it attached as there's no line breaking this from the easement that's already taken, or not an easement, right of way, that's being taken up by sandstone itself. So that's an interesting thing. I don't know if that detail has to be attended to.
It's not. It's an error that's on the
county. That's an error on the...
You know, I did ask the question, what is a sub-boundary? What is a sub-boundary? What does that mean? Well, I'll tell you what I'm referring to. Jerry's property we're speaking of now has a red line here.
This one, right here.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, yeah, well, you know what? They refer to it as a sub-boundary. I don't know. Tell me.
Coming down here and around here.
Wait, I'm disoriented here.
Okay,
where, show
Paige,
me.
Here's Paige. Here's Sandstone.
Okay, all right. yeah, okay, all right.
You're there.
Here I am.
Yeah.
Okay. Here I am now. I'm home.
Calico Basin Estates subdivision is what you're talking about.
Right.
Okay. And this parcel is not part of the subdivision.
It's not?
No, it never was.
You can see it here.
That's where those red lines come.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
See, because this is why I came, just to get things cleared up.
I have
questions. That's all. I'm not here to hassle anybody.
We don't care if
peace,
you are.
Peace, man. Oh, okay then, Jerry. So tell me, since you're here, what are the nine? Show me the nine, the parcels that are in this estate that you are not.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Yeah. You can see the red line comes around.
So Danny's and Hodson's, really? And Jim's, which I don't think has been sold yet.
And then these two hires, yours, mine, and Robert's.
And doesn't matter that you're not in an estate, in the subdivision. It doesn't matter at all, does it?
Is this relevant to our current topic?
We're done.
It's not a topic, but it's a good discussion to have, though.
Okay, all right. Well, bye. Are we done?
And I'll point out...
No, there's a vote.
This is where we're talking about. We're talking about this side of the fence.
That's right.
Right. So this has been fenced for 50 years or something.
Not 50.
How long has this fence been up?
Fence actually hasn't been up for 50 years. This wasn't when I first moved out there 25 years ago. This fence here wasn't here.
Because
Billy Elizabeth didn't live here. She lived down in Mary Lee Reese's place.
Oh, yeah.
When we first moved out with George. With George.
Right, I see.
He was still alive. So this she did this after. This fence around her barn, though, always was. And then, of course, on other properties, then she started putting fences and hooking up to mine, and I would remove them periodically, and then it stopped. That's it.
God forbid you hook up to your fence.
Do you want to go for a vote?
Yeah, sure. So can we have a...
you want to make a motion?
Sure. I'll make a motion that we approve.
Is this ours?
Yes.
This is yours or ours?
I'm not sure.
No, am I writing?
That's yours.
Yeah. Okay, unanimous.
Unanimous.
Oh, yeah.
You're good. You guys are good.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you, everybody.
Is that it? Are we all done?
Almost.
There's a little bit of formalities left.
A little more fun.
Oh, yeah, so now,
we'll be serving cake afterwards.
This is not general business.
We have no general business tonight, and... we now have comments by the public about matters relevant to the council's jurisdiction. No vote may be taken. Comments limited to 3 minutes. If you have anything to say, please state your name and address and spell your last name for the record. And anybody have any general comments? Dwight?
I wasn't planning to, but I think I will. So, Dwight Hempel, 1825 Calico Drive.
Thank you, Dwight.
I've been reviewing the EA on the Legacy Trail. Mm-hmm. And the transportation part of that stinks. And I've read a lot of EAs. One of the worst parts is they say that the most accidents have occurred at Sky Vista.
Hmm.
But their paperwork also shows that the most accidents really have occurred at the access to the Sportsman's Club.
Really?
And they totally ignore that as an intersection to be dealt with. Hmm. They don't talk about the access into the Soaring Club either, or the Lilliput Airport, whichever you want to call it. But, so, the community here needs to know that those intersections all the way up to the entrance to the Scenic Drive really is not being reported correctly by whoever the contractor was who did that part. I'm trying to think. I think it's Appendix D or something like that, and then carried into the main part. So I'm trying to write up a whole bunch on that. But that Sportsman's Drive road in to Sportsman's Gun Club really needs to have some work done on it. And the Sky Vista. They tell you there's a problem, but they don't give you any solutions.
Right. Yeah, Sky Vista there. I've seen a few accidents there myself. You know.
So that's my only comment, is to pay attention to it.
Okay.
And have a good look-see at it.
Great. Thank you, Dwight. Anybody else?
Just real quick, this is between us. If we can, for future meetings, like Barbara announced that she was going to be out of town for this one, so did Megan, that if any of us can't make it, when Lara sends on a Tuesday or Wednesday before, right, that you just say, unable to make it, or if you know at that point, Tommy, if it's something that comes up, you all of a sudden you get sick on Tuesday or Wednesday, then that's something else. But this way we know, because in the past we've come up here and we've only had two people and so in case somebody else had something to do.
And I'll just say that my commitment is I'm always going to be here unless I specifically
since you've been on, you've been here.
I missed one, and which I had given advance notice of, and then that one ended up being quarantined out anyway, so
I missed one in 18 years, so my wife would be dragging me in here, or the dog would be
right, but I definitely take that. Think we should all be doing it. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thanks, Bob. Okay, so is that it? Nobody know further general comments. So next meeting is on June 1st, which will be a Wednesday, and this meeting is hereby adjourned.
At 7:39 p.m.
Thank you.
What time is it?
7:39 p.m.
Okay. Thanks, everybody.
Yay.
Yes, sir. I saw you
attending
the email
with
everybody saying that you're
going to
mention
it tomorrow.
I'll see you in a few weeks.